Art, as surprising as the record is, the Cougars are doing this without their starting quarterback, Jeff Toole.
Yeah, that's been remarkable because they're getting this done with the backup. Marshall Lobestall, a senior from Oak Harbor, who's known as the Red Lobster, red for his hair and lobster for his last name. And he has been a revelation turned to folk hero on the Pullman campus because he was bounced out of the job earlier in his career by Toole, who clearly was a solid quarterback. But when he broke his collarbone in the first game, Lobestall stepped in and is actually putting up numbers better than Toole did in his full year of 2010. So Toole has been given the go-ahead to practice. I don't think he'd be ready for this Saturday's game, but I think he'll be ready for the next week's game. And so it's the difficult choice. Lobestall is now playing so well that it would be very difficult, I think, for Paul Wolf, the head coach, to pull Lobestall when you've got the hot hand going. So everyone is all up in controversy in the Palouse because they've got the rare virtue of two good quarterbacks happening at the same time.
Well, not only is there this quarterback controversy, but entering the season, there was a coaching controversy.
Right. Paul Wolf was, in his first 3 years, 5-32. He was a controversial hire because he came from Eastern Washington, which is a division below the Pac-12, and there was the fact of his record entering the season. Well, he's 3-1 right now. He's going up against one of the weaker teams in the Pac-12, UCLA, which is 2-3 right now and struggling mightily. And Wolf seems to have put his critics at arm's length for the moment with this start, particularly at last weekend's win at Colorado, a new Pac-12 member. Come from behind win, Lobestall was the hero in that one. And suddenly people are thinking he's, you know, not as dumb as a chair anymore. And so I think that if Wolf pulls this one off, it's going to be a remarkable turnaround from three wretched years.
Well, and he's going against another coach Saturday, who you alluded to, UCLA, who's had his own share of controversy to deal with. And this is former Husky head coach Rick Neuheisel.
Right. Rick Neuheisel was seen as something of a savior at UCLA, the prodigal son returning. He was a hero back in the 80s as a player. But it hasn't worked out for him. He's got his own quarterback controversies. He can't seem to choose one or the other down there. And if he loses to the Cougars at home, I think there is going to be some serious trouble. Even though he's got a lot of history and tradition with the UCLA program, there is no flexibility in college football anymore. You got to win. You got to win now. You got to win often. You got to win fast.
And capping all this off, the Cougars are off to their best start since 2006. Just remind us, there have been a lot of ups and downs at WSU.
Right. The Cougars did have 3 10-win seasons in a row, capped by a Rose Bowl appearance in 2002 under Mike Price. But since then, his successor, Bill Doba, was not a successful guy with managing people and problems at WSU. And then Wolf inherited a very difficult situation, and he seems to have recruited enough people to get the Cougars respectable, which is what this year is about. If they can get back to respectability, it could make for a most entertaining Apple Cup at CenturyLink Field at the end of the season, and there could be bowl bids awaiting both teams.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.